I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchored Media. In today's video, we're going to be talking about five habits of highly successful women. Now, the first habit I want you to embody is filling your body with premium fuel. So prioritizing your health. We cannot go out here and do these amazing missions, callings, businesses, and doing that while also building our families and all of these things without filling our bodies with the premium fuel that we need in order to execute these things well. So you guys know I became a vegan last year. So actually, we're coming up close on a year of no meat, no dairy, but I do eat seafood. And even now I've cut back on seafood a little bit, certain things. So I cut back on shrimp and shellfish a little bit more because they're pretty high in cholesterol. But I still eat seafood. I can't give it all away. I'm from Maryland. I gotta eat my crabs. So, but changing my diet, I noticed just how that shifted so much in my day to day. My sinuses started clearing up. So I wasn't having like as many migraines or tension headaches or sinus headaches as I was having before. My mood was a lot better. I had more energy because I'm eating more fruits and vegetables and nuts and berries and beans and lentils and all of these different healthy whole food choices. I was noticing was impacting in a positive way how I was able to go about my day to day. Even with coffee, I usually drink maybe 1 to 2, no more than 2 cups a day, but I needed a lot less coffee because I was eating better. I was making sure I was getting to bed on time. So I was rested and again, filling my body with premium fuel so that I can be able to do the things that I'm called to do well and with clear mind and a healthy body. So you have to make sure you prioritize your body and your health, and not just your physical health, but your mental health. This year, I also went back to therapy and I love it because it's my time where I'm focusing on me, making sure that I'm good, making sure that I'm addressing anything that may be going on with myself, checking my own anxieties or things that may stress me out and talking it through with a professional. So just make sure that it is a priority for you. You, your body, your health, your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health is a priority to you, and put the things in place to make sure that's not a priority in what you're saying, but it's actually a priority in how you live your life on a day to day. And of course, I'm going to throw this in here. Another habit of highly successful women is being uncompromising, having the audacity to do everything that God has called you to do, not letting people talk you out of it, not letting people cast their fears onto you, but just saying, you know what? God has given me one life. He knew me before He formed me in my mother's womb. So I'm finna live that out. Simple as that. I don't care what anybody has to say about it. I don't care what my friends, family, whoever say it, but I'm not settling. And just having that audacity, that boldness, that attitude is so necessary because you're going to have to go and face adversity, right? Adversity is a part of this walk. There's no way that we're going to avoid it. But the way that you overcome it is being settled in your way of thinking that I am not going for less than what God says is mine. period. I'm not going to let my fear, my insecurity, my past, or anything deter me from that. So just having that audacity, that boldness, like I said, and not being compromising is an important habit to have. And of course, speaking of uncompromising, my pre-order for my book, She's Uncompromising, is available right now. And you can go to tatumtamia.com/book to get that. The third thing is eliminate guilt. And this goes back to being uncompromising. I know when I first was making the decision to bring a nanny on for my family, I dealt with a lot of mom guilt, where a lot of people were saying, oh, I raised all of these kids and I didn't have a nanny. You gonna let somebody else raise your children? And all of these different things, because everybody had this preconceived notion of what a nanny is. But when I look at the reality of it, I'm like, but when people send their kids to daycare, their kids are at daycare from like 7 a.m. because they gotta go to work to 5, 6 p.m. because they can't get their child until they're off work. So not only am I allowing my child to be in his environment by being at home, he's spending less time with somebody else because she doesn't come until 8:30 to 4:30. So, and then most of the time, my husband and I, we work from home. So he's around us. For as much as my son is concerned, she's just an extension of the family, where he's not being left with someone to be raised by someone else. His parents, and even around, you know, our having help in the home, we still have boundaries, right? So nobody gives our son a bath but us. I think my mom is the only person I let give my son a bath outside of me and my husband. But when he wakes up, he sees me or he sees my husband. When he goes to bed, we put him to bed. When who makes his dinner and all of that, we do. And so even having this help in our home, something I felt so guilty about, feeling like I was a terrible mother because I had to bring in help, or I wanted to bring in help this way, is actually worked out to be so much better than if I was to send my son somewhere else throughout the day. So mom guilt would have really kept me from a very pivotal and integral part of the way our household functions if I would have just listened to other people and allowed that to affect me. So I am team eliminate guilt, do what you got to do for your family, and don't trip off what nobody has to say but the Lord. Okay? You see my neck rolling because I feel like that goes with being uncompromising and not having guilt. You got to have a little attitude with it.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Number four, invest in yourself. So whether that's invested in help for your home, whether that's investing in your business so you can get the knowledge that you need to be able to increase your profits, whatever it may be, invest in yourself. Don't be afraid to take that risk financially to get that return. Sowing and reaping is a biblical principle. So make sure that you are investing, that you are sowing, and not just investing to get a return, but you're also giving. Be a giver, be an investor. These things are going to contribute to your overall success. And even with that, be a good steward over your finances, right? I really have a bad taste in my mouth for like social media. I just don't like it. And it's just everybody speaks the same. Everybody wears the same thing. It's just like this culture of internet that just makes my stomach hurt. And so a big part of that culture of the internet, especially in the entrepreneurship world, is you have to drive a certain type of thing. You have to have the bags and all of these different things to show that you're successful. And so much so that leads a lot of people into investing, telling themselves it's investment. That's why I put it in air quotes. To keep up with the Joneses, but you have to be a good steward over your finances. I'm telling you, I will pay for more help in my home before I buy a bag. Because that bag is cute, and I like nice things, to be clear, because you will see me with bags. But please believe, that is after everything else is taken care of and I have excess to be able to buy, you know, whatever it is that I want as far as like luxury things go. But make sure that you're a good steward of your finances and you're not being sucked into trying to fit into what anybody else is doing. And lastly, surround yourself with wise counsel. So highly successful women have wise counsel around them. There have been plenty of times where things have come up in business where I'm like, I'll call somebody and be like, hey, what you think about this? Can I run this past you? I don't like this. I want to make sure I'm doing this correctly. Or did I do this right? This is what happened. What is your opinion? Can you hold me accountable? Just having people that I can call and run things past is so important, that are going to be honest with me, who aren't just going to tell me what I want to hear, but they're going to keep it real. And they also know the Lord. So not only are they going to keep it real with me about the situation, but they're also going to be able to hear from God on behalf of the situation. They're also going to be able to pray with me. They'll fast with me, whatever it may be. But having that wise counsel is so, so, so important as well. So if you don't have people around you who know God, who love you, and who want to see you be great, then I suggest that you find those people. We actually have the Society, which is our membership program for those who are Christian and in business and you want to grow with like-minded people. We do a free trial, so you can go to blessedandbossedup.com to learn more about that, where you can find some wise counsel that you can have in your circle, and so that you can become a highly successful woman that's encompassing all of these things that we've discussed. So that's it for this video. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video, and I'll see you in the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.